This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Your Cleveland Cavaliers, a wine and gold winner last night, a no-doubter, 136-106. They're 1-0, and the win was so nice. Because of all the turmoil that's gone on with the Browns over the last week, I'm like, man, we have wasted our time with J.B. Bickerstaff. Get that bum. I'm glad the bum's gone. I'm glad Kenny Atkinson's here. We should have done this last year. Whatever rumors about Donovan Mitchell not liking the guy are true. Team Donovan. Love Donovan. Love the way this is going. Evan Mobley. I mean, my God. More dominant than Shaquille O'Neal out there. More dominant than Walt Chamberlain out there. I mean, Ty Jerome, 14 points in 19 minutes. And, I mean, goodness gracious, he can get on the green in two. Outstanding. From him off the bench. What a night last night, Tone.
Do people know what the Ty Jerome references are alluding to?
No, not right now. But if they listened last year, then they kind of. That's why you have to listen to all 4 hours every single day so you find the Easter eggs.
It was amazing. It was amazing last night. Evan Mobley was everything for once because we saw similar clips last year during the summer, and then the season started, and he was god-awful on offense for a long period of time, and really didn't wake up until the Boston series. Remember, he was not good at all offensively in that Orlando Magic series, and if the season would have ended right after that series, holy cow, we would have had big questions about Evan Mobley.
A lot of panic buttons, yeah.
But what you saw yesterday was a continuation of, I think, that mindset that, hey, I'm now in my fourth year. A lot of these guys defending me are either smaller than me or way less talented than me, and he showed some confidence that to me was the biggest difference. I mean, he was dribbling in space. I think he only lost the ball. One of the guards dug down from up top and stole the ball once, but his man was not taking the ball from him. He was spinning around guys when he had the matchup opportunities, and what I thought was most apparent, the amount of times Scotty Barnes, and now Scotty Barnes and Evan Mobley are kind of forever linked because Scotty got the rookie of the year honor that first year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was close. I mean, you could give it to either one of them. I would have gone Evan, but it was pretty close. And ends up Scotty got the nod. Well, you know, that kind of stuff sticks with guys forever. And last night, he humiliated Scotty Barnes. Every time Scotty was on him, he backed him down like two big dribbles, spin moves, seal off, easy bucket. Then another one, Scotty actually anticipated the spin move, and then it was a feathery touch, kind of six-footer over him, like unstoppable. That stuff can't be stopped. And I was just blown away by that confidence. He only took two threes, but both looked good. And he got to the foul line, the six free throws. And had he have played the whole game, I mean, you would have had a double-digit free throw night if that was a close game easily. And so those are the things you're looking at because it just makes life so much easier on everyone else.
Larry in Maple Heights, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Larry.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I just think the Cavs, they only beat Toronto. I wasn't really impressed about that.
Well, why? Well, you would just come over and fart my dinner then, Larry.
Hey, come on, man.
It's opening night. I can't be excited about opening night. My young power forward playing as well as he did. Well, I know it's only Toronto.
Right. Let's just do this against better teams like Boston or something.
Well, he can only play who you put in front of him.
Yeah,
and
but you didn't see any pep in the step of Evan Mobley last night, Larry.
Apparently, going up
against a guy that some people thought was better than Evan Mobley as recently as like last year.
Take that, Larry. What do you think about that, buddy?
Hey, I just wasn't impressed with that. None of that.
So what did you just sit?
Him to win big last
Larry,
night.
Did you just sit in your house and watch that game last night with your arms crossed? They won by 30, by the way, Larry. that's a big
game
win.
Game was over in the second quarter.
Yeah,
but that's when you're supposed to win like that against those teams,
and they did,
and they did.
Okay, I wasn't impressed.
Okay.
You know what I'm not impressed with?
Yeah.
My kid got into Harvard Law, but that was the expectation. So what do you want, a party? Jeez.
He's supposed to get into Harvard Law. He's my son, damn it. Now, obviously, I'm embellishing a little bit about the Cavs and opening night last night, and I don't think that J.B. Bickerstaff is a bum.
But we will find out on Friday.
Oh, my God. If they go out there and lose against the Pistons, I got to take it all back. Now I got to agree with Larry.
Well, then I won't be as impressed.
I will be less impressed.
I think they're going to be fine.
They'll be 500, so I'll be halfway impressed.
Right.
Kenny Atkinson spoke yesterday. Yeah, Evan Mobley spoke to the TV cameras right after, but Evan doesn't say very much. And Kenny Atkinson was able to say a lot more about him and how impressed he was about Evan Mobley in his game last night against Toronto.
His defense, I just think that's where it started. He started getting blocks and steals and seemed like he was everywhere, and that, you know, we kind of swarmed him a little bit and we got turnovers. He got in the open court, but really, really composed. They started pressuring him early. He turned it over and he really settled into his game. So heck of a game.
He went on a little bit further, talked about getting Evan Mobley the ball a whole lot more.
He's got great speed, first of all, for a big man. So he handles the ball much better than I thought. So you get him on the move, whether you set a pick for him or whether he gets it in space, he's really, really pretty good at breaking guys down and getting by guys. So they were really tight on him at first. They knew that was the key, try to muscle him. But once he gets space, once we got him the ball early, got him in transition, he really made things happen.
This is an interesting question Kenny had to answer. Final clip I'll play of him from last night, where he was asked if he was comfortable with Evan Mobley being the leading scorer.
Yes, and I think we're all good. I think if you ask Donovan, Darius, I think we know there's a real...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Intention to get him the ball in space, like you said, get him the ball in mismatches. It doesn't happen if, you know, the other guys around him aren't willing to do it. You have to, and we've talked about it, we've had those conversations. A lot of times it's not a play call. It just happens where Donovan flips him the ball. You know, Donovan could go one-on-one, he just flips him the ball, goes, sets a screen for him. Darius, same thing. They know how important he is. They know they need to, we all need to elevate him because he's not the point guard, right? But now you say, we're going to share it with you, Evan. Tonight was a great example, so a great team effort in terms of getting him the ball.
Whoever asked him that question, hopefully it was Danny Cunningham, I was very happy with him answering that question because a team like Toronto, Toronto sucks, and they will suck this year. I want Evan Mobley to be leading scorer. Like I think Owen and you had mentioned this at the very open of the show. Had Donovan Mitchell scored 51 last night and you won by 6, I would have chalked it up to, hey, it's the first game of the season, whatever. But it would just feel like it's more of the same. I don't want to have to play Donovan Mitchell 40 minutes in game one against Toronto to start things off. He played 28 minutes last night. Like, I was glad with that. Like, yeah, Evan Mobley in year four should have that type of performance, but it's nice to have that. So I just feel a little bit better about all this. Now, their biggest test to me isn't coming up until what, next week when they play Milwaukee in a home and home. So we'll start to go from there. My answer to you is, does the regular season, to me it matters because of what possible trades could be made or if they're going to stand pat with the core four. And as of right now, it looks like they could very well stand pat with the core four. But we've only played one game. We got 81 left to go. Do you think the regular season is going to have that much enjoyment for the general fan out there? Or is it just going to turn into, I'll see you guys in April because I've been down this road many times?
Yeah.
I hope it's not the latter. I hope that we can enjoy the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, we're not, this is the thing about it. We're not a championship team. Like, I could understand if, like, the LeBron teams, they were in the finals every year. They'd won a title in 2016. That's going to diminish the regular season because all you really care about at that point is guys being healthy and peaking at the end of the year. But this team, we have to see if they can play a new way. And like last night was the start of what that would look like in a perfect world. It's not going to be that easy like it was. They're not going to push around the Boston Celtics the way they pushed around Toronto. Evan Mobley actually had some success against Boston last year. But you know what I mean? Like there are going to be games that's going to be a lot tougher than that. And are they going to take on this new identity? You're only going to be able to do that over the course of a regular season. And I think the bonus of what they do have going for them, even though it's a new head coach, they have played together. So because this team has played together, and while I could argue certain things against bringing back the same core back, I will tell you it'll help them in the regular season. They are going to pick up this stuff really fast from a new head coach because they have the chemistry that they have. And I think that's what I'm going to be looking at. And then being able to kind of pivot from, hey, it's Donovan Mitchell's team, to can this start? I don't think this year it'll be Evan Mobley's team, but can it start to progress in that way? Maybe by next year.
Yeah.
And it has to start sometime. Really didn't start last year at all. Part of it was a lot of the injuries. Just Evan wasn't ready yet. He took 2 threes a game. He had that ankle injury last year. He was taking 2 threes a game. You know that the whole focus this offseason, no matter who is the coach, everybody knows it has to be Evan Mobley, because when you think about like why Boston is so darn good, what makes them good is they've got guys with size that can finish over anybody. And that's what separates the really good players, the wing players and above in this league. And we didn't really have that. You know, Donovan Mitchell is sensational, but in a series, sometimes, yeah, he can drop 50, but he can also have guys like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and their long arms over him, making life really tough, and they weigh more than him. They can be physical at times. Evan Mobley at 6'11", with the skill set you saw last night, there's no defending that when he's on.
Tremendous performance. Go ahead.
Well, does it have to ever truly be Evan Mobley's team? Because whose team is it for the Celtics right now?
I'd be more comfortable if it was his. Just because of body
it's
type.
Jason
because
Tatum's of team, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But Jaylen Brown's the guy.
He was the MVP.
He's the catalyst of what they their attitude.
I might argue that it was Jaylen Brown's team.
Well,
I'm going to argue that it was Jaylen Brown's
team. Why is Tatum the one that
Tatum,
gets snubbed?
Tatum's been the face of the team, but you're right. You're saying there's more than one way to do this.
I think it'll always be Donovan Mitchell's team as long as Donovan's on the team, but Evan Mobley could be the one that drives everything, and it still be Donovan Mitchell.
Well, if teams have to pick up Evan Mobley at the 3-point line, I mean, imagine what that does for this offense. That's a totally different construct.
Well, then you have four wide open lanes usually if they have to pick him up there. So there's that. But when I talk about the ownership of the team, and this is absolutely semantic, I think about who leadership values, who's got that dog in them, who's got it that they can call out other people who can do that. And I think with Evan, maybe he just might not have those traits. He might just be a quiet, more of a, this is, sounds like a slight, but a meek type of personality. I like to see his talent shine through, and the only way it can is with confidence. But Donovan, I mean, Donovan gets up and is ready to fight guys at a drop of a hat if he needs to. He's a very tough guy. Like, he's
not
an alpha guy.
Not backing down anything.
Yeah, so I could see it still. It would be more comfortable because of body type, yes, that Evan Mobley would be his team. Overall physicality, talent, it would probably be matchup-wise, it should be his team more. But yeah, if Donovan Mitchell ends up being the heart and soul of the club, then so be it. Maybe that's because that's what they're paying for in so many ways. When they were in Miami, and this becomes controversial to LeBron lovers, but it's true, and I love LeBron, whose team was it? Wasn't LeBron's team. It was Dwayne Wade's team. So if it ends up being Donovan Mitchell's team and Evan Mobley becomes the big piece, God bless him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app